me, Devil John. Welcome, everyone. Remember now, and we need all to join in, so we need to be fine way. Come, have not knapsacks, not a sin of our hearts, with the Lord in them, are which they're blessing our hearts. All praise God. Now, to me tonight, amazed. It was him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's right. That's how come the lights are out in the nightclubs. So you can't see all the roaches running around. Come on. Come on. All the sin that's going on. People don't even want to know what they're drinking because their deeds are evil. We need to get away from this darkness all the time. I know somebody said we're going to set an atmosphere for worship. Well, if you want to send an atmosphere for God to come, turn all the lights on. Amen, because he's the light of the world. Come on. We don't need to set an artificial atmosphere. Father, we pray that you would undertake now tonight as we endeavor to preach again the unsearchable riches of thy divine grace. Let the power and the glory of the Lord breathe upon us tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. The fullness of God's life. There are four Greek words in the New Testament that translates life. One of them means the manner of life. Another one means human life. And another one means behavior. But the Greek word I want to talk about tonight is the kind of life that Jesus brought into the world. It's called Zoe life. It's translated eternal life or the life of God. Now let me tell you something. Every believer must have within them the life of God. When a man gets saved, Jesus comes into his heart, into the very center of the emotional being of his life. And that is the life of God. Without the life of God, you're a dead man. Did you know that? You'll have nothing without the life of God. Jesus is everything to the believers. Hallelujah. It's an eternal life. Many years ago, I went to a minister seminar, and they had Dr. Dumbbell speaking, and he spoke on eternal life. And he said, now, eternal life is something that's resident in Jesus that you'll receive when you die. I wanted to jump up and say, oh, read that book you're professing to teach, because Jesus is eternal life. I'll not get it when I die. If I don't have it tonight, I'm not going to get it. Hallelujah. I don't have it. Jesus is eternal life. It's not something resident in Jesus. He is eternal life. It is the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The eternal life is the actual life of the eternal himself. Amen. Not I, but Christ liveth in me. Zoe, or eternal life, is the life of God. It's found in the New Testament over 130 times. It talks about the life of God. John 10:10 said, Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, Zoe, the life of God, and that they might have it more abundantly. Somebody said, well, I know that abundant life will come in heaven. And I know he's talking about life in the behavior. He's talking about life in the manner that we live, our human life. No. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the life of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I've come that I might take my abode with you. You might come and I'll sup with you and you with me. And inside of you, there will be a new dynamic being. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Jesus lives within you. Watch out. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that doesn't come out of the flesh. Comes out the life of God. Zoe. He said, I've come that ye might have life. Zoe. The life of God. Hallelujah. Now, the life of God is the life that lives itself. How many are tired of trying to be a Christian? You never got saved if you got to try to be a Christian. I said, you didn't get saved. If you're trying to do right, you didn't get saved. Because there's a new life inside of you. He didn't fix anybody. I said, he didn't fix anybody. He made you a new creation in Christ Jesus. I said, he made you brand new all over again, and he imparted his life inside of you. That's why when folks get up and make some little kind of confession, and then they go out in the world and they can't win any victories because they didn't get that life inside of them. We need to get the life of God inside of our hearts, inside of our life. Amen. Many today stress the manner of life or behavior. And those things are important, but you'll never behave yourself without Jesus. You'll never be able to overcome the flesh without Jesus. You will not do it. I've told you many times, the spirit of a man gets saved. When a man gets saved, it's his spirit that gets saved. And your soul is being saved. It's your emotions. It's up and down. One day you feel saved, the next day you're not saved, but your spirit's still saved. Hallelujah. I got the life of God in me. I don't feel much like I'm saved, but I know that I'm saved. And so I let the Spirit of God feed on the Word of God and good Christian music and good Christian fellowship and everything Christian. And then that soul begins to become, hallelujah, allowed to let the Spirit rule. And then the soul. But now your body never will be saved. So why do you spend so much time in front of the mirror? That body, flesh and blood, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Not inherit the kingdom of God. You say, well, you saying our bodies ought to be able to sin all they want to? Oh, no. God forbid, the Bible says. God forbid. But that you'll never control that body unless the life of Christ lives inside of you. It's the life of Jesus that puts a burglar alarm inside of you. Amen. The sinner is never convicted of his sin. He can sin all day. He can do all he wants to. He can drink all he wants to, smoke all he wants to. You still think those are sin? I do. Not a lot of folks do, but I still do. He can look at dirty magazines all he wants to. I mean, the sinner is never convicted. But how do you know you're saved? You got the life of God in you, brother. You let something evil come in, and that life speaks up. A burglar alarm system goes off. God begins to move through every fiber. Your soul begins to respond. Oh, God, forgive me. The life of God is the life that lives itself. We must receive a sufficient measure of that life. I said, we must receive a sufficient measure of that life. Christ, I want you to live in me. They wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. But I'm going to tell you what the purpose-driven life is. That you be like Jesus. That you be like Jesus. That's what he's talking about. Being like Jesus. Being like Jesus. Paul said in Galatians 2 and 20, now this is your verse. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life, Zoe, the life of God, which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, hallelujah. We need the life of God in us. That's what the devil's mad about. That's what the devil's trying to destroy in you is the life of Jesus Christ. You're you don't give the devil heebie-jeebies. When I walk up here, he's not afraid of me, but he's afraid of that life in me. Everything he does is to destroy that life. Every sickness he brings by my house is to destroy that life. Every time anybody comes up against it, he wants to destroy that life. Every time the devil tempts me to get mad, you know, he's trying to destroy that life. The life of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, inside of us. And it is the key to victory. I said, it is the key to victory. Hallelujah. The life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. I told you this morning, I have no standing. We've got to get rid of that thought that we can get good enough to get God to do anything. I was praying for Sister Tina. I told the folks Wednesday night, I was praying for Sister Tina, and I was praying, oh God, now this is a mother of the faith. Now, Lord, she has been so faithful to you. She has raised grandchildren that are faithful to you. She has children that are faithful to you. She has prayed and been through the storms of life. Oh, God, you look down now at Sister Tina, and I was carrying on. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just stopped me. And I heard myself say, God, forget all about that. And look to your right. Look to your right. And for Jesus' sake, heal her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll never get good enough. You'll never get good. Only the life of God that's inside of us. Oh, my friend, it's not a license to sin. We have to overcome the world. But I mean, our behavior must be changed because the life of God. You can't get good behavior and get the life of God. You've got to get born again. You've got to be cleansed. You've got to ask Christ to come into your heart. You've got to forsake the world. Let Jesus live in you, and then the life of God will come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul prayed for Spirit-filled believers in Ephesians 4:19, that they might be filled with all the fullness of God, not just some, but all, hallelujah, more of you. More of you. I have everything I need, but more of you, of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I'm trying to sing one key so not on the piano, but isn't that the truth? That's all I need. Someone said, oh, God, give me faith. Just get more of Jesus. I said, just get more of Jesus. He told those believers in Ephesians, you need to be filled with God, not just some of God, but Zoe, the life of God. Amen. The way to be filled with and full of faith is to be full of that life which believeth all things. Hallelujah. Full of that life, full of that divine love, the love of God who is love. Amen. Let me tell you something. Somebody's not like that faith, get more Jesus. Throw out the tapes. Throw out all the imagination. Throw out all of that stuff and just get more of Jesus. And anybody can do that. You don't need to go to a seminar. You don't need to buy my tapes or anybody else's tapes. Just get more of Him. Hallelujah, more of Him. And that life, that's within us. Don't depend on yourself. Depend on that life. All things are possible to the life of God, to Zoe. All things are possible to the life of God. All things are possible. Hallelujah. When the life of God is received in sufficient measure, it can fulfill any promise, hallelujah, or requirement of the body or of the Bible. Anything the Bible says that life can produce. Anything. Blind eyes open, nothing to it. Deaf ears unstopped, nothing to it. Amen. You have faith to believe all things. Amen. To believe the Lord. By receiving enough of the life of God, we can be made more than conquerors. Spirit, soul, and this old unruly body. You know what Paul said? He said, I got to beat it up every day. Brother Adams brought that to our attention the other day as we were in the hospital room and talking about the things of God. I enjoyed that talk, Brother Adams. We had a good time, didn't we, Nick? As we talked about the things of God. Hallelujah. Why did you talk about that? Because that's the life that's in us. Come on. That's the life that's in us. Football games don't impress me anymore. All the things of the world, they don't do anything for me. But the life of God, hallelujah, knowing that He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, the life of God. Now, God's blessings are a part of Himself. When God blesses us, He gives us Himself. It is the filling us with His own life that God Himself comes. He is our life. He is our peace. He is our righteousness. He is our purity. He is our strength. He is our health. He is our preserver. Hallelujah! Of all that we have, body, soul, and spirit, it's in Him. All of it's in Him. He becomes our zeal. He becomes our joy. He becomes our faith. Someone said, I wish I had faith. Get more of Jesus. I wish I had more joy. Get more of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. I wish I could laugh in the Spirit. Get full of God. You'll laugh. You'll laugh at calamity. You'll laugh at the devil. You'll laugh at all the things that he tries to do. I laughed yesterday. I was so frustrated. Anybody ever get frustrated? Got a sermon on how to what to deal with frustrations, but I was so frustrated. It seemed like I was running through sand. Years ago, we went to one of those islands out there in the Caribbean, and we were going to go snorkeling. And so I had all my snorkeling gear on and my fins under my arm, and I was taking out across that beach, and the sand was so soft that every time you'd step, you'd go down about 8 or 9 inches. And I couldn't make any progress. I just wading in heavy sand. And that's the way sometimes our life gets. That's the way I felt yesterday. I felt like just weighing and everything went wrong. I hadn't eaten all day, and I fixed me 2 big old steaks and put them on the grill. And I looked down at my watch and seen I only had an hour before Grandpa was going to eat his lunch. And I thought, I'll never get that 2.5-inch steak cooked in an hour and get it eat too. So I had it half cooked and had to turn the thing off, ran out, got in my car, started driving across town. I was looking at my watch, and I was sitting at a stop sign, and the turn signal come on for the other lane to go this way, and I pulled right out in the middle of that intersection and drove right on through it, and didn't I feel stupid? I felt dumb. I started to say some bad things about myself, and then I realized that I was a good Christian man, and I wasn't that bad. I was just in a hurry. And then I said, thank God. Said, what did you do if a policeman? I'd already made my mind up what I was going to do. If a policeman stopped me and said, throw the biggest fine at me you can. I deserve it. I deserve it. But don't take me to jail because the old man's going to eat in 30 minutes. And I got to get over there. I got to get over there. But all the frustrations in life. Oh, but the life of God. Hey, He's our joy. He's our faith. He's our guide. He's our teacher. He's our satisfaction. He's our everything. It is impossible to measure up to God's purpose for our prayer life without being full of that life that ever liveth and maketh intercession. You'll never pray on your own. You have to be full of Christ. Christ knows how to pray. He gets up early in the morning. While the sparrows are still on the telephone lines, the Bible said Jesus got up. And he gathered himself and he went to a place and prayed. Someone said, I don't think they had telephones in Jesus' days. Come alive. Come on. Listen to me. Get the life of God in you. God gives each of us spiritual blessings by giving us Himself. Hallelujah. Our blessings are a part of God. Don't forget it. Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. The same life, Zoe, that's in the vine is in the branches. Oh, hallelujah. Paul says that they are joined to the Lord. They that are joined to the Lord are one spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Everything he can do, I can do. I said, everything he can do, I can do because he's in me. He's in me. You can overcome the world because he's in you. The life of God. The life of God. That's the whole conflict of man. The devil trying to destroy the life of God. We make it a lot bigger than it is. It's just simply the devil trying to destroy the life of God within you. Hallelujah. Now someone said, how can we do that? How can we have that life? Well, that's why you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. All life is due to the direct action of the Holy Spirit. It is His work to impart to us continually the actual life of Jesus, who is the true source of all life. And Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. Let me tell you something. It is the Holy Ghost that brings that life. I walked in the hospital room the other day, and R.D.'s sister, oh, man, what a powerhouse of God that little lady is. And she is sitting there, and she just waits. She hadn't prayed yet, because when I got there, she hadn't prayed yet, but, man, she was a powerhouse. And she looked up at me, and she said, you know what I told her? I said, what'd you tell her? I said, you'll live and not die. I said, I'll claim that one, too. Amen. I just say that the life of God. Had a young man call me one time from the hospital, dying with cancer. They thought for sure he's a goner right then and there. And as soon as I got to the phone, I said, he'll live and not die. And I wanted to bite my tongue out. I wanted to bite my tongue. Why did you say that? He's in the hospital. He's got cancer. Why did you say that? But that didn't come out of me. That came out of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he did get all right and went home for a while. God moves. Brother Clendenin preaching to a woman on Sunday morning. Run down that aisle. The lady had never been in his church and never seen her. And he walked right by her, and when he did, he looked at her and said, you'll live and not die. And went on preaching. After church, they came and said, Brother Clendenin would drove several hundred miles to be here. The doctor said, but I have cancer and that I'm going to die. And there's no more treatments, nothing less we can do. We spent everything we have, nothing we can do. He said, when you come by and you said that, said, I felt like God touched me. And he said, they came back a year later, cancer free. Hallelujah, by the power of God. I'm talking about the life of God that's inside of you. Hallelujah. Come on, sister, say amen. She ran in his altar. Hallelujah. Last Sunday night, a week ago or so, and the life of God began to flow. We didn't even have to lay hands on her. It was alive. The life of God. Hallelujah. 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 The work of the Holy Spirit is to impart to us continually the life of Jesus. To quicken means to give life, more life, increased life. Romans says the Spirit is life. Romans 8 and 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead shall dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, give more life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit. Hallelujah! We need the Holy Ghost. David in Psalms 119 used the word quicken 11 times. He knew that more life is what we need. David desired quickening, more life, the life of God. He prayed, quicken me after thy loving kindness. And he also said, Lord, quicken me according to thy word. Now all of the quickening of life has to be according to the word of God. It can't be because somebody prayed over you. More people have been lost because somebody prayed over them. I believe in prophecy, but I believe every bit of it ought to be judged. You prophesy over me, it better come to pass, or you're false. Come on. Someone said, no, you just didn't believe it. I told you about the fellow that called, prophesied that Michelle would be a boy. Called me on the telephone and said, now you must believe what I'm saying. Thus saith the Lord God, your wife is pregnant. Well, he can see that. She had a bumper on her like a Cadillac. Said, thus saith the Lord God, she shall bear thee a son. And I said, oh, he said, you're not believing. I said, well, he's right there. So he said, believe. So I got down on the floor and crossed my legs, took the telephone. I went, I said, I'm trying, brother. He said, thus saith the Lord, she shall bear you a son. He said, you're not believing. I said, I'm trying. Let me tell you something. Prophecy has nothing to do with you believe it or not. If thus saith the Lord, it's going to happen whether you believe it or not. Come on. Amen. Well, when she was delivered, we got Michelle. Amen. And I'll tell you what, she's everything but a boy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. She's got every trait that a woman has. Every trait. Every woman. Amen. You guys that are married know what I'm talking about. And you guys that aren't married, best that you stay that way. Till you get me, you can't stand yourself, then find you a good thing. Amen. He's wrong. Prophecy can be judged. But I'm telling you what, that life of God in you. Oh, hallelujah. Notice that the quickening is according to the Word of God. So everything that the Holy Spirit does is going to be the Word of God. It's going to be found in the book. I like what our brother Clendenin said this morning, that if that revelation doesn't come by way of the Word, you better be careful about that revelation. Amen? Come on, I know we're talking a lot about the Rhema Word and all kinds of spooks and things that are going on, and there's all kinds of things going on everywhere, and I don't know whether it's really true or whether it's not true. All I know is I've not seen a lot of it. Let be what will be. If God's in it, that's just fine. But I've not seen any of it, and I'm from Missouri, and I want to see it. And if God wants me to believe it, He'll show it to me. Come on. But I tell you what, I can read what's in that book, and I know about the life of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are to be quickened according to the Word of God. Amen. And it means to be full of the life of God, body, soul, and spirit. God has made Christ the treasury of all that He is in Him. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that we can be full of everything that the vine contains. It is by the Spirit's fullness and quickening that we are preserved. I don't want to hear an unsaved singer sing. Okay, how good he is. I don't want to hear an unsaved preacher preach. I don't care how good he can put it in sequential order. Say 15 words that rhyme in the same sentence. I don't care. I want my food out of somebody that's got the life of God flowing out of it. The most important thing you can do is to be quickened by that life of God. Let us pray every day, quicken thou me. Give me life according to thy word. That is according to every revelation we find in the Bible, which shows us ourselves as God wants us to be. God will show you every revelation. Quickly, we're going to turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verses number 20. Listen to what he says. My son, attend to my word. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. Hallelujah, that's salvation, that's Zoe life. It's the life of God. It only comes out of the Word of God. It doesn't come out of somebody's tapes. It doesn't come out of something else unless what's in those tapes is the Word of God. He said, it's health to all their flesh. He said, you get enough of the life of God in you. You won't believe the report of the devil. I said, you won't believe the report of the devil. Once you believe the devil's report, it's hard to get rid of it. It's not impossible, but I said it's hard. Never take it. Come on. Never take it, what the devil says. Don't take sickness and don't take disease. Don't take poverty. Don't take the things that the devil puts on you. He's just waiting for you to say yes. Just say, my God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I will ask our faith, our belief. Hallelujah. According to His word means according to His promises. Anything that He promised, that life can produce. Any commandment, that life can help me to do it. What a glorious privilege it is that whenever we feel the least lack, we can pray to the giver of life, quicken thou me according to thy word. Give me more life. Hallelujah. 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 Now, why are we having a revival? Because we need it. What I said is true, but we all need more life. My prayer in this revival is, Lord, show me more of you. Let there be more of you and less of me. Let the power of God come. And let the life of God flow out of me. Let my words be the life of God. Let my attitudes be the life of God. Let Jesus shine forth. You know, he has no hands but yours. He has no tongue but yours. We are the representatives of Christ, being made that and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, who has come to direct our lives and to guide us into all truth and to tell us and to make us think thoughts that are not our own. You know, Joshua's in the valley of Ajalon, and he said the sun was going down and they were going to lose the battle. And he something come over him, and Joshua said, Son, stand thou still in the valley of Ajalon. Now, do you think that come out of his mind? That didn't come out of his mind. No, sir. That came out of the Spirit of life. That came from the unction of the Holy Ghost. Who'd command the sun to stand still? Only the man that's full of life. Who'll pray for the sick, no matter how sick they are? Only the man that's full of life. Who will expect people to be raised from the dead if that's the occasion God wants to do it? Only that life of God. Has any man ever healed anybody or raised anybody or done any works at all? But the living God that dwells within you, is that what you want tonight? Stand to your feet. Let's ask God to send the living God down anew and afresh. Everybody, come on, let's give him a crazy praise. Come on, begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.